They made it through the rose ceremonies, through meeting the in-laws, and even through the weekly gossip blogs. So now, what happens to one of the fan favorite couples from The Bachelor, Ben and Lauren, when they begin their new life together? Get ready for the new reality series, Ben and Lauren Happily Ever After, premiering on Freeform this October. Road trips, furniture shopping, romantic evenings, and even getting used to each other's quirks is normal for all new couples. But Ben and Lauren get to do it all on camera. It's a first-time look at what really happens after the final rose, and you'll even see some favorite Bachelor Nation members from The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. Ben and Lauren Happily Ever After is a fun look at life after The Bachelor as Ben and Lauren navigate love and their new life together. Watch the series Ben and Lauren Happily Ever After on Freeform, the new name for ABC Family, on October 11th. Freeform is home for the series Pretty Little Liars, The Fosters, Shadowhunters, and Switched at Birth. Go to freeformchannelfinder.com to find Freeform in your local area and download the app to watch Freeform anytime. You guys, three engagements. This has never happened before. Stay tuned. We'll be right back to talk about the finale of Bachelor in Paradise.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yes! Paradise. You guys, I am so happy to be here. It's what we all waited for, the finale of Bachelor in Paradise. I'm your host, Christina Zias. My normal co-hosts aren't here today. They're so sad to be gone, but you guys know they are tuning in, tweeting about this show. But with me tonight, I am so excited to have this amazing, amazing panel of guest hosts with me. To my left is Mr. Christian Bishop.
Thank you.
Saw him here last week. You loved him. We brought him back again.
Thanks for having me again, guys. Thank you. So glad to be here with you.
Yes.
Thank you so much, sweetie.
Christian, we're really excited.
Thank you.
Next to Christian, you guys might know him as the hipster on JoJo season, Brandon Howell. Brandon confirmed that he is absolutely a hipster. You can find him in Silver Lake.
I absolutely am not a hipster by trade anyways, but I'm really happy to be here. Happy to join this beautiful panel of the man.
Yes, you guys can tweet him questions on how to be a hipster later on at Brandon X Howell.
Okay. I'm writing a book.
Yes. How to.
Yes.
And next to Brandon is Greer Grammer. You've seen her as Lissa on MTV's Awkward. She's going to be Axel's new love interest on The Middle on ABC. She is a Bachelor superfan and one of my girl crushes. Greer, welcome.
Yay. Hi.
Hi.
I'm happy to be here.
You guys, side note, I met Greer on the set for MTV's Awkward a couple years ago when I was covering that after show, and we ended up geeking out about The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, and then we've been friends since, and I totally ruined it for her because she was in, Greer, you tell the story.
I was in a fantasy league and
A Bachelor fantasy league,
and Kristen had already told me, I know who The Bachelorette's going to be. They've picked it, they're filming, we know, and I tweeted her being like, a redirect message, and I was like, who is it? We had a special thing about whoever gets, who the next Bachelor will be, gets like 500 points or like something crazy, the next Bachelorette. And I was like, who is it? And so I was like, it's Becca, because that's what Kristen told me. Well, it was Caitlin and Britt, so
she couldn't be more wrong, and it was all my fault.
All wrong. I lost all the points. All my other friends got them because they put one or the other, and it was depressing. And I blame Kristen to this day.
Anyways, never listen to a spoiler for me ever again. I was completely misinformed by a producer, which goes to show you can never trust what they tell you. I couldn't believe I was lied to. Anyways, you guys, I cannot believe Bachelor in Paradise is over. It's like, I feel like summer has really come to an end.
That's nuts. That's three engagements. Yeah. I don't think that's ever happened.
So crazy.
That's nuts.
And I definitely did not expect to see that once the season started. I mean, we started off with Lace and Chad. So we've come a very long way since then. We're going to get into all of tonight's episode, but first I want to talk about last night, which led up to these engagements tonight. So really quickly, we had Tiara, the chicken enthusiast, who showed up and gave Nick and Jen the date card. Now, I don't know about you guys, but for me, I was rooting for Nick and Jen, and then all of last night, I was like, why are we watching this right now? Because we kind of know how it ended up.
Yeah.
With The Bachelor now.
Yeah. I was surprised they did the Bachelor announcement before the finale. I thought they would have waited.
Right, like, because tonight they could have announced it, and I feel like it would have been a perfect segue. Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
From how, you know, they left off.
Yep. Would that have trumped the news about the engagements?
Yes. Very good, Christian.
Well done.
That. Very
so
good,
smart.
Christian.
Thinking like a producer.
No, 100%.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
That's probably why. So, well, we see Jen and Nick trying to establish a little bit more of their relationship. Jen was like, I need Nick to open up. They went on that carnival date. Then they had that paddleboarding date. I guess, obviously, Nick, we see, didn't feel the same way, you know, open up. I mean, before tonight's episode, did you guys think that there would be an engagement from them based on their dates?
Absolutely not.
No.
Hard no from Mr. Bishop.
Hard no.
Hip. Yeah.
What about you, Hip?
No, absolutely not. Okay. I mean, I think that was pretty clear.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So let us know what you guys think about that. Clearly, no one saw Jen and Nick together. Something that I thought was really interesting on last night's episode.
What did you think?
Did I think they would end up together?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
But I didn't. No. I agree with you guys. I didn't think they would end up together. Hard no for me, too.
I will say I thought it was going to be the other way around.
Where she
I
would be leaving him?
She was going to be. I mean, maybe that's just me like going by what's happened
altar.
In the past.
Yeah. Right.
But I for sure thought that she, because she seemed so apprehensive and so like she was convincing herself and like she was having fears just as much as he was. But I thought that he would have been like, no. Yeah. I really care about you and this is going to work and whatever. But so it was interesting that it's the other way around.
It was interesting because I feel like her fears were a little bit more vocalized than his were.
Yeah.
So after that, we see Brett and Izzy. This storyline kind of continued and it was so dramatic. I tweeted out last night, guys, I felt so bad for Izzy. And tell me if you think that I'm right, if I'm wrong. If you think that Izzy is being genuine here, but I really think that she made a mistake and she realized it at that point. And to me, it seemed genuine that she was actually going to try and get Vinny. Christian, this little sly smile you have on your face.
If
you guys are listening to this podcast, you might have to go watch the YouTube video as well because Christian is sitting next to me and he just has a smirk on. Christian, tell us all your dirty details.
I know Izzy told me about the process and she made it clear that Brett was just someone that sparked her interest and she was curious, but she had other doubts about her relationship with Vinny going in, and she was like, it wasn't supposed to play out that way for her, and it happened so quickly and she regretted it every moment, and it just kept going and going, and she didn't want that to happen.
Do you think she made the right move by leaving?
Yeah, she had to.
Yeah.
She wasn't into Brett.
What do you think about that phone call to Vinny? She called him and she pretty much asked him, you know, if he'll take her back. She wanted to go to Florida to talk about it with him. And he kind of seemed like, no, I know who you are now.
Yeah, we talked about it. Vinny was sleeping. So he was knocked out when he got the call in the first place because it was so late. So you get woken up to a call in the middle of the night.
Right.
But someone who just...
Broke your heart.
It's pretty tough.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we've seen them on After Paradise together. So I guess we know that there's unfortunately no happy ending for Vizzy. Oh, well. So after that, we see there's the rose ceremony. Pretty much to sum it up, you guys know that the final couples are Josh and Amanda, Nick and Jen, Grant and Lace, Evan and Carly, and then Wells gives his rose to Ashley, but then pretty much turns her down and says he doesn't want to go to the fantasy suite with her. I feel like that was a good move. Let's be real. Like, they aren't going to go on one date and then end up in the fantasy suite. I think Wells made the good move by not trying to pretend that there was something more there.
I think that's traditional Wells character. I think that's what we've seen. He does those kind of things, you know. Voice of wisdom.
Absolutely. He's always been kind of like by the book. He doesn't want to, if he's not feeling it right away, he's going to be honest and say that, okay, I don't think I want to jump into the bedroom right now yet, so.
I think it took him, what, 6-7 weeks for a kiss?
Yes.
With JoJo? Yeah. You know you're going to get to having sex?
One night and be in the fantasy suite?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you guys know him from JoJo's season, so was it interesting and funny for you guys to see that it took so long for him to get a kiss, and then all of a sudden he's like Mac Daddy, ladies man in paradise? Or were you like, yes, Wells?
I mean, I know Wells to be, like, he's the wittiest, smartest. Like, he's just a really good, genuine guy. So I was really happy to see him have more success in Paradise. But, like, I mean, he started off almost passing out and fainting during The Bachelorette with JoJo. So it was kind of off on the wrong foot in terms of, like...
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that in the Fireman one.
That fits his MO, though. He
But he did absolutely play that to his favor.
That worked well.
Later on, for sure.
That worked well for him.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's definitely a common theme. Maybe Evan learned from that little episode with the Wells, and that's why he played, played doctor, called the ambulance on Bachelor in Paradise.
Mm-hmm. That's fun, possibly.
Maybe. Yeah. So after that, we see also that Grace has stamped themselves with their names. Oh my gosh, you guys. This was so uncomfortable for me, I'm not gonna lie, because one, you always hear that it's such a bad idea to get your significant other's name tattooed on you. Even though I was just testing my fiance with this, I was like, you wanna go get tattoos of each other's names?
What would the name be?
Yeah.
Oh, we don't have a name. Our names are Christine and Steven. That does not go well together at all.
Christine.
That is the sexiest name ever.
That sounds like
for
a flower.
Sure.
Chrysanthemum?
I feel like Grace sounds way better than Christine.
A little bit more. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys, I felt like Grant was so much more into this tattoo business than Lace. Do you think that was like a warning for Lace or no?
I think she's all about it.
I think they're on the same page for sure.
Yeah, I think the crazy waves, they're on the same channels,
The crazy. They're both riding the crazy wave.
Yeah, no, Grant likes that about her.
She's a little crazy.
It's spicy. It's
a little spicy, a little different. Grant's
a
smart guy.
Does Grant have other tattoos? Like, I don't think tattoos scare him.
Right.
Like, I don't know. It doesn't feel like it might have been his first. So, like, I feel like once at least my friends that have gotten tattoos, they're not afraid the second time. Like, they're not scared about inking their body permanently with anything. So,
I guess once you have one, it's no big deal, right?
Yeah.
And also, it is Grace, which is kind of like, it's not a bad tattoo to have.
True, very
to
true.
Start with, and you could play it off as
you could definitely play that off as like, oh, it's a motto or have grace.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's my mantra, have grace.
Well, Christian, you said that Grant happens to have a thing for getting tattoos. I'm just blowing up Christian's spot right now.
Okay.
Right? So
we're going to talk about your tattoos in a moment, okay?
I don't know.
Don't lie to the good people.
But you said that Grant kind of has another tattoo, right?
They do. So Grant, his previous relationship, he had a tattooed on his arm. I think it was the flight number.
Is that where they met?
Yes, they did meet on a flight, so that's where he met his previous in his relationship. So he's about making those steps in that permit.
That's the Roman numeral.
Roman numeral.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh. At least also can play that off.
Also, okay, Grant, we see you making those moves. So, okay, we have the four final dates between the couples. Like I said, Lace and Grant get tattoos. Nick and Jen went paddleboarding, and I feel like it was such turbulent surf, which just kind of symbolized their turbulent relationship and what's to come. Evan and Carly did the sex art painting date, which I just think is so funny that they give Evan and Carly, the weird couple, these artistic and interesting dates. Although, to me, that looked like so much fun, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. I mean, he is the sex doctor, so I guess they play the card heavy.
Okay, but he's the sex doctor, but not necessarily, like, sexy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean...
Well, you don't think
he's not, like, re-sparking sex life,
he's
doctor.
He's sexy. No. His mind is very sexy, and I think a lot of women find that sexy. That he's very open, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah. Back me up here, Christian.
Please save Brandon right now.
Tell us how you feel, Brandon.
Brandon, tell us how all the women feel about...
Well...
See, Greer, do you find Evan sexy?
No, never.
Okay.
I was surprised he stayed on JoJo season as long as he did, but maybe that's because I wasn't seeing the right parts of Evan. Although I liked it, like, out of all the guys, like, he was the one that decided to go toe-to-toe with Chad sometimes. Like, he was the one that challenged that. But I've never, like, when Evan was in Paradise, I was like, because he just seemed annoying. I mean, I'm awful. But I like him now. I've warmed up. He seems sweet and funny and goofy and cool and nice.
I wonder if that's most people. I wonder if most people warm up that way.
Yeah.
Do you think
to Evan or just in general? Evan. I mean, I think I've 100% warmed up to Evan.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree more with you. Last season, on your guys' season, on JoJo's season, I could not help but cringe every time Evan came on the screen. And part of me was just so frustrated with the producers and kind of with JoJo almost too, because there's no part of me that believed JoJo was actually into Evan. Mm-hmm. So I think that's where I struggled.
Yeah.
I was like, this is not real at this point. JoJo is not going to end up with Evan. So for me, he has grown so much, in my opinion, mm-hmm. even from like the first episode of Bachelor in Paradise. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure most of America can agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do.
Definitely.
100% agree.
And then we see Amanda and Josh's date, which was they were playing soccer with a group of kids in Mexico, which was really cute. They were talking about being soccer dads and soccer moms. And again, I feel like this kind of foreshadowed what Josh would be like with kids. Mm-hmm. Do you guys think that Josh would make a good dad?
Yeah, I think he's ready for it. I think in terms of if you look at the maturity from the rest of the group, Josh being through what he went through already, and his passion for sports, and how important that is to Amanda. She has to know how he's with kids. That's a major question America has. We got to know how this guy works with kids. Does he have temper issues? Is this something? And the date obviously probably answered questions for her.
Right. What do you guys think?
I mean, I don't know. I haven't met him. I don't know a whole lot about Josh personally, but from what I've seen and how he, like, seeing through the proposal and how that whole, you know, thing played out, I think he's definitely ready and open to the possibility of being a father figure to them. Obviously that's scary for any guy to get into that situation, but I think he's ready from what I've seen.
Do you guys think, for you two specifically, right, do you think it would be more difficult, or you would be a little bit more hesitant to end up with someone who had kids on a show like this? Not necessarily in real life, because I feel like this show isn't real life, but, you know, would you kind of push yourself back a little bit, because it's not only about falling in love, there are kids involved, and I think that, you know, there's a lot more stress on the relationship. Christian?
Yeah, sure. My mom was a single mom. Like, mm-hmm. Four siblings, four of us in our family, and that's a big deal to me. And I've always been very careful with getting into a relationship with a woman who has children, mm-hmm. so that definitely would have been something for me to really take pause and consider and say, hey, you know what, we should have some really deep conversations, because our relationships affects not just us, mm-hmm. but these kids. And that's like, you have to be selfless when it comes to parenting, and that just gives a whole different dynamic that I don't think TV and Paradise really touches on and gives it justice.
Right.
Yeah, likewise. I mean, at that point, he's no longer number one or even number two. He's number three in his life. He has to take care of those kids first. So it's a huge responsibility. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Greer, what has been your opinion on Josh so far this season?
I like Josh. I think he's grown a lot. I watched Andy's season a little bit, and just hearing all the stuff that came out about him this season, I think, played into, I don't know, everything in Paradise. But I don't know, I felt that him and Amanda really worked, and that she brought out this, less of a villain side, I guess. Like, I feel like I looked at Josh after hearing the things from Andy's book that, like, you know, oh, well, I could see that. I could see a temper. I could see this kind of person that she's portrayed. And I'm sure some of that existed, but I think that relationships are always different with different people. And I think that seeing him with Amanda just helps him. And I think Amanda having kids makes him grow in a different way and makes him be more mature and more of a father. And I just think that, I don't know, I've really liked him this season.
See, I agree with you, and I know a lot of you guys, and sorry, by the way, if you're watching live right now on YouTube, our internet isn't working in this studio, and I'm so sad because I definitely want to be on chat roll with you guys. So if you have a question or comment, definitely comment below. We love reading those. But I remember from last week's comments, a lot of people were kind of just so upset by the fact that we were on Team Josh. Mm-hmm. And it's so unfortunate because I, you know, there's definitely accusations based on Andy's book. And I, the way I see it is that I hope those aren't true, you know, but you can only play and be objective off of what you see on TV. And, you know, you, I have seen a little temper here and there, but what I have noticed from Josh more than anything, thank you for bringing up that chat roll. What I've noticed from Josh more than anything is, to me, he seems so enamored and in love with Amanda. And I think that love is genuine.
Yeah.
I hope. Okay, so I want, more than anything, we know that Lauren and Ben are having a reality show. I would love to see Amanda and Josh have a reality show too. But Ben and Lauren's is going to be so good. You guys, we all know and we love them. They were from season 20 of The Bachelor. And we are going to find out firsthand from them. I'm so excited. This is the first couple to ever have a reality show. What happens after the final rose is handed out and normal life ensues? A new reality series exclusively on Freeform, Ben and Lauren Happily Ever After, will follow the happy couple as they prepare to walk down the aisle and begin their brand new life together while navigating the real world after the splendor of The Bachelor's exotic dates and fantasy suites has ended. Oh my gosh, imagine going on from a fantasy suite to IKEA. That must be tough. I want to see that. You will get to see Ben and Lauren navigate love and life just like any other couple, from negotiating on whether or not to go to get new furniture, IKEA, after Lauren moves into Ben's house, to sharing secrets as they bond as a couple. Bachelor fans will get the first true look at what really happens after the final rose. And you don't want to miss visits from some of your favorite Bachelor and Bachelorette fan favorites. Watch the new series, Ben and Lauren Happily Ever After on Freeform, the new name for ABC Family, starting on October 11th. Download the app and go to freeformchannelfinder.com to find Freeform in your local area. As a serious and major Bachelor super fan, I cannot wait for Ben and Lauren season, and I hope it goes so well and that they continue to do this for other couples. I personally vote Josh and Amanda next.
Who else do you want to see? What fan favorites would you like to see? Because we have an idea of a couple.
Catherine and Sean. Right.
Yeah, for sure.
You got to pick a villain. What villain? Are you okay with Chad being on that show?
Well, who's he going to be with? It needs to be happily ever after.
Chad's on the show.
Well, he's not going to have his own show.
No.
Of course, he's going to have a cameo.
Yeah.
Yes.
But how? Like, how does that... I mean, I know that everyone from, like, The Bachelors knows each other, but, like, Ben and Lauren and Chad seem like, that doesn't seem like a friendship or, like, anything. And I'm just so... I don't know, confused about how they're going to make this cameo work. Because it's clearly all just being, you know... It's made up by producers.
Yeah, I think it's definitely going to be maybe Ben and Lauren giving Chad some advice.
Okay.
That's how I...
That's probably the only way.
That's the only way. Maybe how to be like a little bit more
normal.
How to
be a human being. Yeah. How to not be a dirtbag.
How to find like a real true love and get engaged.
I feel like that would take the entire season.
I know, right?
I mean, you guys, October 11th, you'll just have to wait and see.
But, like, why aren't we just done with Chad yet? Like, why? Thank you. This is the thing. Why are we putting him on the show? Is he going to be bred to be the next Bachelor, even though they've tried to say that's not happening tonight? Like, what? Why? Why is Chad still a thing?
Because Chad got them so much press, and that's why
that's
he's
true.
It's because everybody's willing to, like, they still want to pay attention to it, honestly. Yeah. It's not, like, it's not him. It's not his fault. The fact that he's got so much attention, people, like, we're all still watching him.
I mean, if you could say what you said to Chris Harrison and get away with still being on these shows.
Yeah, sure. That's true. That's so crazy to me. Yeah. I just can't believe that you guys, Paradise started with Chad and Lace. I know. That was the couple from night one. I mean, obviously, it was very turbulent and crazy, and that didn't work out, but so nuts. But look at the chat roll. The chat roll believes that Chad is going to stalk them on a camping trip. Carmel Lindstrom, you're hilarious. And that's Chad is irrelevant, but see, the editing of him is really good.
The whistling, yeah.
Chat roll, you guys are so funny right now. Okay, so guys, let's get into tonight's episode, the finale. We've never seen a finale like this before. I cannot believe three couples got engaged.
I know.
Did you anticipate that happening, Greer?
No. I mean, especially not from the beginning. I guess towards the end of the season, I saw all of them kind of getting engaged originally. I thought Nick and Jen totally would. But no, I mean, Bachelor in Paradise... First, there was, like, Bachelor Pad, which, like, I never thought anyone would end up together.
Right.
Then, like, Bachelor in Paradise Season 1, did anybody get engaged?
I'm not sure. I can't remember.
And then, like, Season 2, it was like, yes!
Tanner and Jade.
Jade and Tanner! Yeah. And then, like, to have three now, it's like, whoa, maybe this is working? Like,
what's gonna happen next year?
I don't know. Everybody.
Seven couples.
See, for me, I was a little disappointed, and I have mixed reviews, but Chris Harrison always gets me every single time with his little teases. But he alluded to the fact that someone was going to get married on tonight's episode. And I fell for it. I honestly thought someone would get married, and I had mixed feelings about that because, one, I was like, girl, whoever you are, do not do that. You better get yourself a wedding special.
Yeah.
Be smart
Stretch
about
it. Get your whole wedding paid for.
Totally, like, totally. But I actually thought it was going to happen, and I just didn't know who it was. So we have the four couples. We have Evan and Carly, so let's start with them. Mm-hmm. They came a long way.
Lacey and Marcus got engaged. That's the first one.
Oh, yeah. Oh. That's what we're seeing.
Oh, good. Good job. Good job. Nice okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Charol, thank you.
Thank you.
So we have Evan and Carly, and they've obviously come a long way, and I would love to be in a room sitting. I would love to be sitting in their living room watching that episode where Carly says how disgusted she is with him, and now they're engaged, because it would just be so uncomfortable to be a fly on that wall. I would love to hear how she's trying to play it off to him. And now to see that they're engaged, but they've come such a long way. And for me, I am so happy for them. I truly felt like it was a genuine love.
Yeah, I think they made it clear they accept their weirdness. Each other's weird. Right. And that has to be something you have to be able to laugh about now. And I think Evan will blow it off because he knows he's Evan. And he's not going to give Carly any real shit about it.
No.
So
and he got the girl at the end.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I'm really happy for Evan.
Yeah,
I'm happy throughout his process of getting here, I'm happy it actually worked out.
Yeah. I think I said while we were watching it, like, something happened. I was like, good for Evan. Like, just... You go, fist up. I don't know. I was so happy. Like, he got the girl. And it's like, took this whole thing. It's almost like, what are the words I'm trying to say? He can go back and watch those and watch Carly be like, ugh, Evan. And like, that first kiss was awful and like all these things. But at the end of the day, like, she fell for him and fell hard and fell in love with him. And it's like, that's something to be proud of.
Yeah, I mean, like, getting to know him. And
yeah.
That character, who he is as a person versus initial attraction. Like,
right.
You fell in love with him as an individual.
Yeah.
Which is pretty powerful.
It's amazing. Yeah. I'm really happy for them.
I'm so happy for them, too. And I just think that you could... I was so embarrassed and trying to keep myself from crying because I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm here watching this episode with three other people. They're going to be like, we don't even know this girl, and she's tearing up right now. Let's leave and not do the episode. She's crazy. But I couldn't help but kind of get teary-eyed because it was just so sweet. And for me, I think what struck with Evan and Carly is when Carly kept saying, he just makes me feel so beautiful inside and out, and I've never had anyone make me feel like that before. And they would just seem so comfortable and so in tune with each other that it was really sweet. It was really sweet. And also when Evan proposed to her and he kept saying, he's like, you like the ring? You love it? It was just such a cute moment. You can tell he was so happy and so proud of his decision, you know? Mm-hmm.
His proposal was nice. I think who had the nicest?
Yeah, I think they had the nicest proposal.
Yeah, I do too.
Like, juxtaposing that with Josh's, he was like, look at all those diamonds, baby. He was like yelling at her the whole time. I'm like, what?
Look at
he
those.
Was really enthusiastic about it, but it was just like, dude, just chill
so
out a little bit.
So many diamonds on that thing.
Well, it just goes to show you how different
the two of them.
Josh and Evan are.
They're opposites. It's amazing.
I am happy for Evan and Carly, and they both live in Nashville, correct?
They're in Nashville, yeah.
So I think there has to be something to be said for practicality. As someone who loves the show, like when Chris Soules was on, and he is from Iowa, and Ashley I is on, like, and calling herself Kardashian, I'm like, this is never gonna work.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I think that the fact that they both are from the same city and that are falling in love in paradise, they probably, it's easier for them to probably see their lives after this, being like, okay, now we don't have to move. Like, this works. It makes sense, you know?
Yeah.
About that, we talked about Amanda's kids. Evan has two kids.
Yeah, I know. Why is that they're never like a thing? Hardly ever.
That's right.
Why is that not a thing? Seriously.
Do you think it's because he's the dad and like people just put more emphasis on his
maybe,
on
but
a
then there
mom?
Are people that's... that like who? What season was it where there was that evil guy? Was it Dez's season where there was this man who had the cute little kid? They brought him out on the first night after the limo. Was his name Ben?
Remember.
No, I can't. Anyway. He like used his child, and I remember people contrasted it to Juan Pablo, because Juan Pablo was talking about his daughter every day and how much he missed her and all this stuff. And then this one guy who like tried to use his son as like a ploy was never spoke about missing his kids. But it's yeah, so it's interesting. I don't know with men and whatever, but I just went on a whole tangent. No, but
I agree. Evan, his kids were a big part of his life. He would FaceTime them just like Amanda would. They would go off. You don't see it on camera, but when the rest of us don't have phone privileges, they do. They're allowed to FaceTime their kids and see. So I know it's a huge part of his life. He takes great pride in that. I'm just curious why.
Why it's why it hasn't been made more of a thing.
Chat roll, what do you guys think?
It might have been because they already had one person
talking about kids.
So as such a focal point.
But you do see Evan mentioning them, and you do hear Carly saying she's excited to meet them. So obviously that has been addressed and that conversation has happened. So after that, I can't remember now honestly who came first, Jen and Nick or Grant and Lace. No, Grant and Lace came first. And this was so interesting because they seem like the strongest couple. They just got Grace tattooed on themselves. And then there all of a sudden seemed to be some hesitation. Did you guys think for a minute they weren't going to get engaged? Christian, what'd you think? You know them both.
I never know what to expect. That's what's exciting about Grace.
Right.
They keep you on the edge of your seat. Like, you don't know what's going to come, you know? So I'm glad it worked out for them.
I'm really happy for them, too. I guess they both have a little bit of crazy in them. I think it's interesting. I also can't help but read some of the tabloid stuff, and you hear Grant's story about how he got on The Bachelor, and whether that's true or not, I'm happy because I think that there's been a lot of bad press about him, and it seems that he found a happy ending. So good for Grant. Good for Grace. Mm-hmm. So then we have Jen and Nick, which was the biggest tease ever. And you guys, I'm not gonna lie, I so badly wanted Jen to say, well, then why did you sleep with me if you want to end this relationship and just pull a Nick?
Oh, my God. I wish that would have happened.
You just said that.
That I just said that?
That might go down tonight after Paradise on the after show.
Ooh.
Really?
You think so?
You just said that.
Wait, are you saying this because you know that happened or no?
Wow. So much foreshadowing.
Wow.
Wait, what?
I mean, no, that's true. I think that Jen was trying to get him to open up, and Nick, in my opinion, seemed, I don't know, the relationship was so interesting, but for her to say, I love you, and then for him to start crying and saying, sorry, I don't see this working out, I was a little annoyed.
Yeah.
And I don't know who to believe. And obviously, we know that Nick is going to be the Bachelor, so we knew that their story was going to end. But still, when do you think their relationship actually ended? Do you think that they actually continued dating after Paradise? Because I heard some rumors that, you know, they didn't get engaged, but that they were still a couple. What do y'all think?
I don't know.
Where do you think, Greer?
I don't know. I mean, the way that ended seemed, like, pretty final. I mean, I know that in the car she was like, I wish I could still see him. And I think maybe they continued talking because I could see Nick as the kind of guy that's, like, still hitting her up and texting. But I don't know if they continued to date. That just doesn't feel like something that happened.
Yeah, I don't know. I think, what is it, Lauren Bean?
Or Lauren H?
Lauren H, her interview. She's best friends with Jen. And supposedly, allegedly, they just broke up right the day before Nick announced his Bachelor.
Oh, see? I didn't see that.
Yeah, I don't know. What do I know? It's not my relationship, but
that could also
rumor has it.
Be true. I just found it funny that, like, he seemed, I mean, I guess it's not that funny. He seemed so happy, you know, post the next morning in the fantasy suite. Like, he was like, ah, this is so great. Like, our relationship was brought to a whole new level. And it's like, wow, amazing. I wonder what happened. but, like, he seemed so sure.
Right.
And then just, yeah, I don't know. I think it would have been interesting if she said that.
How did she feel? What did you get? Why did you pick up from her?
Oh, that she was, like, convincing herself that she was like, yeah, I really like him.
It was like a string of affirmations.
I really think we've gotten closer.
Oh,
and it's, I was sitting there being like, oh, no, no.
You weren't buying
you
a career, huh?
No. Which is why it was so weird that he ended that and she walked up being like, I'm ready to get married.
Right.
Or engaged.
I didn't buy that. I didn't think she was ready to get engaged. But I do think that they were developing a relationship. And chat roll is kind of going crazy saying, you guys need to watch Lauren H.'s interview on CBS. Apparently, Lauren H. blew up their spot and said that they were dating until the day before, until like a week before he was announced that he was going to be the Bachelor. That's true. Oh, that's crazy.
What's that say about him?
I mean, I don't know. And you guys, Charles, I know you're going crazy. We will get into who's going to be the new Bachelor. We'll talk about the whole Luke-Nick drama. But first, let's talk about Amanda and Josh, and then we'll get to that. Guys, obviously, they got engaged. I think we all saw this coming, happening. I thought they were going to have the wedding on the air. I thought that's what Chris Harrison was teasing, and that's why I was like, Amanda, your girls better be flower girls at your wedding. Please do not have this wedding in paradise. So I'm so happy that didn't happen. But I feel like there was so much controversy around this couple this season. Everyone, they were so polarizing. Everyone either hated them or loved them. Mostly, guys, I've looked at the comments and people were like, Amanda, why are you doing this? Don't fall for Josh. He's terrible. He's terrible. Which is probably so hard for her to see. So yeah. I'm happy that now they have this happy ending. Brandon, what do you think about that? Do you think they were meant to be? Do you think they were meant to be?
I mean, to be honest, that was the first time I've actually seen them together on TV. I hadn't watched a lot. So,
right.
But from what I've seen, yeah, I think Josh is ready for that commitment with her kids, and I think that he was super psyched about that, and his proposal seemed really genuine and that he was just excited to be with her. So
I think it's pretty clear. Yeah, it's pretty clear that everybody who was kind of concerned was just want what's best for Amanda, and they don't want her to get hurt and get to the final stage and see her get crushed and see the poor girl not get the guy or not be happy. And I think if you had your concerns, to see the proposal and see her so happy, you have to kind of support it and say good for you.
100%. No matter what you think about Josh or Amanda, they seem so happy together. So yeah. I think you just have to be on board.
Yeah, Amanda.
Definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Guys, I can't believe that we have 3 engagements. That is so crazy. I mean, sometimes you think on a full season of The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, there's not going to even be one. So for there to be 3 engagements on Bachelor in Paradise, that was filmed in how many weeks? Three and a half.
Which is insane.
Weeks.
But
that's terrifying.
That's crazy. But I think I've said this before. I feel like I've fallen in love on vacation before. And when you're in that element, when you're with someone all the time, things do move really fast.
Really quick.
So I guess it's not that much of a shocker. I think the biggest shocker in all of Bachelor in Paradise in this entire season was that Nick was crowned
The Bachelor.
The Bachelor. Greer, you're rolling your eyes. Let me know. What are your thoughts on Nick being The Bachelor?
I don't like it. I mean, I loved Luke, and I liked Chase, too. I thought that there were really good people from JoJo's season, from the past season that we had seen. We've had 3 seasons of Nick. I don't care to see him anymore on my television. And that's not even me trying to be mean. I just, like, I haven't liked him since he did the thing to Andy on After the Final Rose. I just got a really bad taste. And I feel like everything has been kind of, I didn't like him showing up halfway through Caitlyn's season. I feel like Bachelor in Paradise was a lot of, like, repair, like, image repair for him. And I just didn't, like, I didn't see the sad, cute puppy dog that everybody sees. I just don't, something's off about him.
There's not buying
to
it.
To me, I know. And I don't know, it just, it changes the whole thing from, like, we take somebody from the previous season, which I guess could be a good thing or a bad thing, but I think it's just, it sucks a little bit when there were good people that people wanted to see be The Bachelor.
So, can I ask 2 questions? Mm-hmm. First
yes.
question, so the chance of Greer going and being on the next Bachelor, what's the chance of Greer going on the show? But we need to know. People need to know.
None.
And my second, is it more of a knock against our guys, our cast, that one of us didn't get picked, or is it more of a perk on Nick's and for just being that.
I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, I definitely see it as a knock to a lot of the great guys that were on JoJo's season. There were a lot of them. I think all of them should have the chance to go and find love and be the Bachelor. I think that it's a perk of Nick's involvement with producers and maybe them getting to know him as a friend, as I think everyone does. They come out of that friends with the production teams, kind of, unless they hate each other. I don't know. But I think it definitely comes from him going and being allowed to be on a second season and then being on Paradise and, like, people being like, hey, we like Nick. Who cares what people think? Like, let's have Nick.
See, it's so interesting because I'm looking at the chat roll right now and I feel like overall it's so polarized. People either love Nick or hate him. And people, I think what we're seeing is that a lot of people expected Luke to be the next Bachelor. And I know I expected Luke to be the next Bachelor. So when Nick was announced, I don't know what anyone expected or what they thought. I know for me, my phone was blowing up. People were either like, oh my gosh, Nick is the next Bachelor. And most of them were really excited. I think I was a little taken aback just because I love Luke on JoJo season and I like Chase a lot too. Mm-hmm. So I would have expected them. But I think that this summer, there's just so much gossip and press around Bachelor in Paradise. I think that Nick really came around and they were like, you know what? This might be a better story.
Yeah, it definitely is a story play. That's 100% the fact. I mean, you've got the up and die, the guy that never wins, the guy that always gets second place, who's had an opportunity to rebuild his image, and his age is there.
That's what I was going to say. The perk or the one thing I do like about Nick is just that the age raises, because I'm sick. I'm 24, and I hate seeing girls that are like my age being like, I'm ready to be a wife, and I'm like, no, you're not. No, you're not. I mean, and some people are. That's not to knock that, but there's so many people that I see on there that I'm like, you cannot be. Like, Ashley I goes on, and she's like, I want to be a wife, and I'm like, do you? I mean, I guess she does. I don't know.
But she's 28. 28 that's is true. Older than 24. Is. Like, JoJo was 24.
All the people I think on that's Ben's, really young. Because Ben was 25, but he's from the South, and that's very much...
I think the twins are, what, 22?
Right.
Yeah, they're...
Are they that young?
Yeah.
Brandon! Brandon!
Oh, dear.
They might be 20.
He was like, oh, my God.
23 now.
Brandon spoke.
Maybe.
Yeah. Brandon, who did you want to see be the next Bachelor?
I thought Luke had it, to be honest. I thought he was a perfect fit for what the brand represents. And I thought for sure he was going to get it. I was disappointed to see Nick just because he's already had so much spotlight.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
I mean, Luke comes out and interviews the next day. Comes and does an interview with People Magazine, I believe it says. His bags are packed. He was checked in his flight. He was ready to go. Contract signed with the production, with producers, and he gets the call and says, we've decided to go a different direction. Like, what? It's rough. Crazy.
That is crazy. I mean, I think that's kind of what happened to Kayla, too, to be honest with you. I think they underestimate the power of social media. Mm-hmm. And when you have thousands and thousands and thousands of tweets saying, pick Nick for The Bachelor, or no, we want JoJo for The Bachelor. I mean, at some point you have to listen to that.
Yeah,
that's what production's doing.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I think that's what happened.
Is it fair for the show to talk to so many different guys? Because that's what they do. They talk to a couple of us and you go through the process.
Did they talk to you?
They did not.
Did they?
Sorry, Christian.
They did not. They go through a couple of them, and they say, hey, you know what? Are you interested? We want you. And you kind of keep going. When is it okay for them to tell you no? It's not going to be you. And they just kind of keep tagging you along. And is it okay for the show's sake, for the best of the show, to keep it a secret of who the next guy is? Or is it kind of wrong because Luke, for example, he's a country singer. He can't, his whole calendar he kept clear. Didn't book any shows.
Yeah. Right.
His whole life was put on hold.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I'm curious.
You become a slave to what production wants.
Is it worth the risk? Is it worth the risk to say it's worth the chance to be the Bachelor? Or maybe I'm not even going to put my hat in the ring.
Well, I think it's funny because I remember Ashley I saying once that she was asking the producers, what are the chances of me being the next Bachelorette? And they were like 4%. Which I feel like is kind of a hard note.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah. That's probably how she saw it, definitely. Exactly. But I mean, I think it's really funny. I think the only good thing, not the only good thing, because I think Nick is deserving of love, but I think he will make a very entertaining bachelor. I think the past couple seasons, it's felt very safe to me.
Yeah.
And we've seen Nick, and for lack of better words, kind of be an ass, you know? And I think he doesn't hesitate to tell someone, no, I don't like you, or no, this isn't going to work out, or I really love you. And you, we've seen him be so passionate. And I think the Bachelor franchise could use a little bit more of that.
And when you get on these shows, there's a certain timeline that you have to get a learning curve and a comfort level that has to get worked out. Right. He has it.
He's got it now.
He's got the comfort level.
He's a vet.
Oh, yeah. Day one, he's going to jump in and just feelings right away. Like, it's going to be a lot of emotion, probably. And it's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah, I guess it's safe to say there's probably no one better prepared.
No, you can't be. No. You cannot be. I don't.
There's no way. No one has more experience. No.
Yeah. Well, you guys, I mean, that's been Paradise. Like I said, I'm so sad. I feel like summer's officially over now that Paradise ended. We have to wait so long. Hopefully, The Bachelor will be on sooner than later. You guys, thank you so much for coming to this panel to talk about it. The fans, you guys have been so amazing. Chat roll, we love you. Don't forget to continue our conversations. You can continue to talk to me about The Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise. I love getting all your tweets, all your Snapchats, except for the spoilers. But they're so fun. You guys can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, at Miss Zias. Christian, where can I find you?
Guys, it's funny you talk about The Bachelor and the week. We've got Bachelor Week coming, where we're all going to be broadcasting.
And on BitChat. Yes.
Download the app, guys. Go on your Apple Store. Go on your Android. Download BitChat. And we're going to be broadcasting. You can interact with us bachelors. We're raising money for Children Mending Hearts. Check it out. DM me on Instagram at Christian Bishop. So excited to talk to you guys.
Wait, I love that you just asked everyone to slide into your DM.
Yeah. Seriously.
Casual.
You dog.
Wow, Christian. DM me. You guys heard him. Wow. You take that advice and you do it.
That's so
Brandon, funny. Where can they find you?
I'm going to keep it brief. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter. Brandon X Howell is my handle. Snapchat, BrandX 2013. I do go on there from time to time. And I like... Yeah, just find it.
And he is not a professional hipster.
I am not a professional hipster. That was 100% not my idea.
Listen, I wish I could make a living off of just being a professional hipster. Like, that'd be great.
Greer, where can they find you?
My Twitter and my Instagram is at Greer _ grammar, GRAMMER. Not like the English.
And when can we find you on The Middle?
October 11th.
Oh!
At the same night as Ben and Lauren. At, I think, 8 p.m. on ABC.
Okay, perfect.
On Tuesday. Oh, and it's October 11th. Never mind.
You guys are going to have some DVRing to do. You guys, thank you so much. We'll see you here for The Bachelor. Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Rush. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.